3. The Visit of the Wise Men.
God wanted people to know about the coming of Christ to earth. The priests should have taught the people to look for the Savior, but they themselves did not know about it. So God sent angels to tell the shepherds that Christ had been born and where they might find him. So too, when Jesus' parents presented him at the temple, some received him as the Savior. God had preserved the lives of Simeon and Anna, and they had the joyful privilege of telling others that Jesus was the promised Messiah. God meant for others, as well as the Jews, to know that Christ had come. In a country far to the east were wise men who had studied the prophecies about the Messiah. They believed that his arrival was near. The Jews considered these men heathen, but they did not worship idols. They were honest men who wanted to know the truth and to do God's will. God sees what is in a person's heart. He knew that he could trust these men. They were in a better condition to receive light from heaven than the selfish and proud priests. The wise men were philosophers. They had studied God's handiwork in nature and had learned to love him because of what they saw there. The men loved to watch the wonders of the night sky. If they should spot a new star, they would welcome its appearance as a great event. On that night when the angels came to the shepherds of Bethlehem, the wise men had noticed a strange light in the sky. It was the glory that surrounded the angels. By the time this light faded away, they had seen in the heavens what looked like a new star. At once they thought of the prophecy that says, "A star shall come out of Jacob, a scepter shall rise out of Israel." Numbers 24:17. Was this star a sign that the Messiah had come? They determined to follow it to see where it would lead them. It guided them to Judea. But when they approached Jerusalem, the star became so dim that they lost track of it. Supposing that the Jews could at once guide them to the Savior, the wise men went into Jerusalem and said, "Where is he who has been born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. So they said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet." Matthew 2:2-5. Herod did not want to hear about a king who might someday take his throne, so he took the wise men off by themselves and asked when they had first seen the star. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search carefully for the young child, and when you have found him, bring back word to me, that I may come and worship him also." Verse 8. When the wise men heard this, they again started on their journey. And behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. Verse 9. When they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Verse 11. The wise men brought the most valuable things they had to the Savior. They set an example for each one of us. Many give presents to their earthly friends, but have none for the heavenly friend who has given them every blessing. We should not be like this. To Christ, we should bring the best of all we have, of our time, of our money, and of our love. We may give to him by aiding the poor and teaching people about the Savior so we can help to save those for whom he died. Such gifts Jesus will always bless.